Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Last Stop Waterfowl Outdoors. On this week's show, we have a jam-packed episode, so we hope you enjoy it. So sit back, relax, grab a cold beverage, and let's talk everything there is to know in Louisiana outdoors. Folks, welcome to Game Changer Boats. Don't fall for production boat quality. Many production aluminum bay boats and boats are constructed using 100 gauge in aluminum and are only welded on the outside of the hull, creating weaknesses that promote cracking. The lightness of the construction also increases the roughness of the ride of the boat. Game Changer Boats uses superior materials, thicker aluminum, and better built techniques for your boat. Rest assured knowing that we take pride in the construction of your next boat. If you're in the market for a new boat, visit Game Changer Boats at www.gamechangerboats.net or visit us on Facebook today to place your order. This episode of Last Stop Waterfowl Outdoors Podcast is also brought to you by SRD20 Boat Products. It shouldn't be hard work. SRD20 products use advanced nanotechnologies in its formulations, explicitly designed for boat maintenance. From boat waxes for detailing to waterless wash and wax products, SRD20 has boat care products that keep your boat protected from the elements and looking brand new. Visit them online at www.srd20.com and enter promo code LASTSTOP for 20% off all SRD20 products today. Guys, you hear us talk about it all the time. Our buddy Jay Thomas over at Blind Grass Camouflage Systems offers hunters and outdoorsmen the most realistic, durable, and versatile camouflage materials available on the market today. Let me ask you something. Are you tired of constantly having to rebrush your blinds every year or the smell of rotting grass in your blind? How about grass that pokes and cuts you through grass mats that have no depth in color and does not last an entire season? Well, the answer to that is probably yes, you've experienced that same scenario. And Blind Grass's patented synthetic blind grass will not rot, mildew, and is 100% waterproof. And it's available in mats or bundles, and it comes in natural gas color blends or is paintable to match your unique surroundings. Folks, do yourself a favor. If you're looking to camouflage your boat blind, kayak, permanent blind, or anything else that you're looking to blend in with your surroundings, check out our friends at Blind Grass Camouflage Systems. You can visit them on the web at blindgrass.com. Hey, what's going on, everybody? And welcome back to a new episode of Last Stop Waterfowl Outdoors. I'm your host, Jacob Robery. And I hope everybody's doing great this week, guys. I'm excited to get back with you on a new episode this week. And probably like you guys, as usual, things have been really crazy. Things have been busy. Everybody's rocking and rolling now that we kind of getting into the end of summer. The kids are now back to school. And what that means for us as outdoorsmen and hunters, guys, is we are looking forward. We're 1 week closer to hunting season. And whether you're a bow hunter or a waterfowl hunter, you have a lot to look forward to coming up as hunting season approaches. So this week, you know, I was thinking of topics and concepts for us to discuss with you guys and keep it fresh and keep it interesting. And I started thinking about something. You know, we get a lot of questions and have gotten a lot of questions over the last several years of us doing the podcast of people reaching out to us that are interested in getting into waterfowl hunting. Because either they have friends that are interested in it, family members that could be interested in it, or, you know, with the availability of social media, whether it's YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, any of the social media platforms, they see videos and social media posts that are out there that kind of spark their interest. But, you know, we've talked about in the past what a lot of times I find with people who are possibly interested in getting into waterfowl hunting is they're kind of hesitant to ask for information on, you know, social media platforms or, you know, forums online, stuff like that. Because you guys know as well as I do, when you see a new guy make a post and it seems like a dumb question or what we take for granted as waterfowl hunters, experienced waterfowl hunters, then those people seem to kind of get attacked. And I think that leads a lot of other people who may be interested in getting into the sport kind of hesitant to be able to ask questions in public. So they'll approach, you know, people like us that they feel more comfortable sending a message directly to get information. And it could be the simplest of questions. It could be whether it's gear that they're looking for, or, hey, what do I need to get started? I'm kind of interested in getting into duck hunting. What's some of the gear? That's one of the main questions that we get. So when I was thinking, and I'm always thinking of new topics for the podcast, I said, we're going to go back and kind of do an equipment, segment and episode for people who may not be as experienced in waterfowling and people who may be interested in getting into waterfowling, where to start at kind of. So what we're going to term this episode, guys, is duck hunting on a budget in 2023. And that's what we're going to discuss on this episode. I'm going to give you my take. If you're somebody who's possibly new or looking to get into waterfowl hunting, maybe you don't have a ton of experience. You started hunting last year, or you've done a little bit of hunting in the past, but you really don't know where to start. It could be overwhelming, and we all know that. It could be very expensive as well. And the reason I want to touch on doing, you know, getting into waterfowling or duck hunting on a budget in this episode is because right now with the economy the way it is, money is just not readily available for a lot of people. And we don't want to make that a deterrent for somebody who may be listening to this episode or come across this episode to be able to get into the sport because they think it's too expensive. So I've broke it down, and I have notes here that I'm going to go through with you guys on this episode. But basically, I broke it down into about 9 or 10 segments that I think that all, you know, potential waterfowlers need to have, or some recommendations in those particular categories, those 9 or 10 categories. So we're going to jump right into it, guys. You know, the first thing that I have on the list that I've compiled and put together is, first of all, if you're looking to get into waterfowl hunting, you know, these categories that we're going to go through are some recommendations first and foremost. But one thing that isn't a recommendation, and that I think if you're going to get into hunting as a beginner, you definitely need to know the guidelines for you know, and have the proper licensing for your state and federal hunting license and permits for your state and for what you're required to have on a federal level. You know, each state is going to have state duck stamps that they're going to require you to have, as well as federal duck stamp. Everybody who waterfowl hunts in the United States has got to have a federal duck stamp that they have to purchase. So without going too much into that, that's the first place I would start if I'm somebody new getting into waterfowl hunting. You're going to want to make sure that you have the proper state waterfowl hunting license, also federal duck stamp, and then most states are going to require a basic hunting license as well as some other things. I know here in Louisiana, you have to have HIP certification. That's required whenever you go to get your hunting license each year. So there's other little things that go along with it. And then if you're going to be hunting on a budget, more than likely, a lot of the topics we're going to discuss in these categories, we're going to be looking at it from the public land standpoint, because most people getting into the sport, especially in 2023, when the cost of everything is so expensive, you're probably not going to be getting into a lease, to be honest with you. You know, you're going to be hunting public land. So we're going to assume in this episode that we're, you know, providing information for someone who's looking to get into the sport on a budget in each category that we're going to discuss, and also assuming that those persons are going to be hunting public land or a state-provided land that's available to all public hunters. So number one on my list, like I said, proper state and federal hunting license and all your permits that go along with that. So as a waterfowl hunter, one of the first things that you're probably going to think of whenever you're getting into waterfowling is you're going to have to make a choice on a shotgun. And unless you have somebody in your family that has possibly passed down a firearm to you, you're going to have to go out and make a purchase on a shotgun. So what I'm going to do here is go through this category. This will be our second category for shotguns that you may want to consider, and some shotguns that I think are really good values for the money. And this is where it gets interesting. This is, I know in this episode, guys, those of you who listen to this show, you know, each episode that we put out, you may have been waterfowl hunters for quite a while. We're going to let, you know, have a lot of people that probably laugh at some of these brands, some of these guns, some of these products that we're going to talk about in this episode. But you got to understand, you know, we're talking to the beginner, the person who's trying to get into the sport. They're limited on their budget. So please take that into consideration. I'm not saying that this is the best equipment out there for a waterfowler to use, but it may be the best for a beginner to get into the sport. So I want to clarify that. I want to make sure. So a lot of you are probably going to disagree on some of these brands and these products that we talk about. And some of you may say, hey, yeah, I moved on eventually to something nicer. But yeah, we all kind of started out with some stuff like that, you know. So when we're talking about shotguns, you know, on a budget, let me say that again, on a budget for a beginner hunter, I would tell you that right now, if you're looking to buy a brand new shotgun going into waterfowl season, that the most cost-efficient shotgun on the market is going to be a pump shotgun for the most part. And when you're looking at pump shotguns on a budget, one of the brands and the models that come to mind is the Mossberg Maverick 88 12 gauge. And I'm going to just basically base all these shotguns that we're going to assume that they're 12 gauge. Most of these guns are sold in a 20 gauge as well, but most waterfowl hunters are going to start out with a 12 gauge more than likely. But the Mossberg Maverick 88 is a budget-friendly pump shotgun that's built on a very good solid platform for what you pay for it. And as of when I did my research on this gun this week, you can pick up a Mossberg Maverick 88 12 gauge shotgun at your local Academy, Cabela's, you know, Bass Pro Shops, or most of your local sporting goods for about $199. And when you're talking $199, guys, that's a foot. I mean, you're not going to get into waterfowling with a brand new gun much cheaper than that for the Mossberg Maverick 88. And I can tell you right now, I had one of these. I bought from my son years ago when he started hunting, and it was flawless. I mean, a pump shotgun's pretty simple. It's the most reliable for somebody looking to get into hunting. Much less waterfowl hunting. You know, it's going to be reliable. There's not a lot that can break on it. So the Mossberg Maverick 88 would be a model that I would look at. It comes in a synthetic stock. It shoots 2 3/4 and 3-inch magnum loads, and you can get that gun at your local Academy for about $199, guys. So another brand, moving on, that I would recommend to look at also on a budget would be the Savage Stevens 320 pump shotgun as well. In my opinion, that gun is very similar to the Mossberg Maverick 88. It's put out by Stevens Firearms, which Stevens makes a lot of rifles, deer hunting rifles. And the Savage, the Savage brand makes a lot of deer hunting rifles. But the Savage Stevens is a partnership where they've come together and they produced this 320 model shotgun. It's a synthetic stock shotgun. Once again, in a 12 gauge, nothing fancy, just a black synthetic. And you could pick that one up right now for about $320. So that's another good option in a simple synthetic, you know, black, plain black pump shotgun. I've also had some friends that I know use that specific gun for different hunting purposes, whether it was rabbit, squirrel, waterfowl hunting. It was just pretty much a bulletproof model. I know that the reason I'm bringing this model up is because I know it's reliable from people and friends that I've had pick that gun up. And you can pick those up pretty readily at all your local sporting goods stores. Now, as we move into some of these other brands, you know, particularly right here on these other pump shotguns, you're going to recognize these brands because the next one that I have on the list is the Winchester SXP 12 gauge. And, you know, everybody that has been around hunting knows the Winchester brand, knows the Winchester name. The SXP pump has been out for many years now, and it's known as a reliable workhorse in a pump shotgun, guys. You could pick up a Winchester SXP in a 12-gauge with a wood frame, a wood stock, wood forearm, for right around $330. So at that point, you're starting to get into a name brand, a well-known name brand that's been around for generations for right around $330. And in this economy, that is a very competitive price, and it's a reliable pump shotgun, guys. So number four on my list for shotguns, if we're talking about affordable budget shotguns, this model is well known, probably the most, I think it is the most widely sold pump shotgun in existence to this day. And I'm talking about the Remington 870. Now, those of you who have been around the hunting industry, you know that Remington had some financial problems a couple of years ago, and they went away for a couple of years. And then they revamped the company. They got sold. They got picked up and started remanufacturing their firearms last year. And the first firearm that they started remanufacturing again was the Remington 870, because it's kind of been their staple in their lineup, in their brand, for many, many years. So you really, anybody who's ever had a Remington 870 is going to tell you it's probably the most reliable pump shotgun to ever be, you know, designed. And you can pick up right now the new models that have come out, which I personally have not used the new ones since they revamped the company. But since they are built off the same platform, I'm assuming you're going to get the same great reliability out of the Remington 870 Fieldmaster as you would out of any previous 870 that was made before they got bought out and, you know, reopened and started manufacturing them again. Now, what I do notice is that on the new ones, the price tag has gone up on those guys. So when I'm compiling this list of budget-friendly products for a beginning duck hunter, I'm trying to keep the price point to below $500, because most people getting into waterfowl hunting are going to be spending, you know, probably tip-top of their budget would be about $500, but they're going to probably be looking to spend a little bit less on that so that they could buy other stuff to go along with what they need to get started. So the Remington 870 Fieldmaster, as of, you know, the research that I've done the last couple of weeks, if you pick one of them up in a wood frame with the wood stock, wood forearm, you're looking right around $499. So it's at the it's right about at the top of the budget range of what we kept the categories to for this podcast, guys. So it's the most expensive pump shotgun on the list that I've compiled for you. That you're going to see. So $499, it'll get you a Remington 870 Fieldmaster in a wood frame at that point. Now, another reliable pump shotgun that I have on the list here, and it's my last pump that I have on this list, guys, is another renowned brand name that you have heard of for many, many years, and that is Benelli. And Benelli has been producing the Nova model for quite some time. It's a workhorse in the field. It is a very reliable gun. And it is much more affordable than a lot of the Benelli semi-automatics that are out there and that people know that their fellow friends and hunters, their experienced hunter friends, have been using. So when you compare it to the Super Black Eagle and the Vinci and all the M2, all the other semi-automatics that Benelli makes, the Nova pump model is super affordable compared to those guns, guys. And once again, it's because it's a no-frills, no big bells and whistles. It's a simple, reliable pump platform that it runs on. And you can pick up a Benelli Nova in a 12-gauge right now at your local academy for right around $449, guys. So I was kind of surprised to see that the Nova was coming in a little less than the Remington 870 Fieldmaster, because those two brands, the 870 used to be a little bit more affordable a few years back. But now the 870 has become more expensive than the Benelli Nova. Now, that could be because the Benelli Nova's been out for many, many years. They haven't really changed anything on the Nova because it has been so dependable, so reliable. And really, they've been able to keep the cost down. That's what I'm assuming on that. But if you go with a Benelli Nova as an option, yeah, for $449, it's going to be a black synthetic stock, guys, but it's going to be a very reliable and dependable gun for you. Now, as we go to number six on the list, we are now going to get into a couple of semi-automatic models that I'm going to talk about here, guys. And, years ago, you could not get a semi-automatic shotgun for anywhere close to the price of what a pump shotgun was costing you at the store. But now, with so much influence from firearms being imported into the United States, especially from Turkey and other companies such as China, other countries, importing guns into the U.S., they have models now that are very affordable and are almost made to be disposable if something goes wrong with them over time. But a couple of models that are very popular out there that are affordable for a budget person getting into the sport, one of them would be the ATA Arms Neo X, which is an Academy exclusive firearm. It's a semi-automatic, and it comes in a camo, guys. Camo pattern, 12 gauge, beautiful looking shotgun. It looks like some of the most high dollar shotguns out there on the market. But it's $474 for the ATA Arms Neo X. And the Neo X, the original Neo, let me say that Academy was selling a couple of years ago, was a very popular shotgun amongst waterfowlers. A lot of people were seeing the Neo X. They had bought it when it came out. They loved the way it cycled. It was reliable. It was very good looking. And they had a lot of success with that gun. And they revamped it to update it a little bit this past year in 2022 to the Neo X, which gave you an oversized, handle. It gave you some nice features, the camo with it, all for right around the same price as what they charged for the original black synthetic one. So for $474, you definitely want to take a look at the ATA Arms Neo X, and you can check those out at your local Academy because it is an Academy exclusive, guys. The last one on the list, this is a Walmart budget gun, guys. You can pick it up at your local Walmart, and it is the Hatfield SAS Model 12 gauge. There was a lot of talk about the Hatfield SAS models when they started hitting Walmart shelves a couple of years ago. You were able to pick that semi-automatic shotgun up for about $156 when they hit the shelves before the pandemic a few years ago. Now you can pick them up for right around $250, so they have went up a little bit. But it's a 12-gauge semi-automatic platform that it runs off of. It's a gas-driven shotgun, and it comes in a wood stock and wood forearm for $250, guys. And I have seen mixed reviews when these things first came out, but now that they've been out for several years, it seems like the reliability and the reviews have gotten even better on them. And it seems to be a pretty good budget shotgun for $250 on a semi-automatic platform that it runs on. So for $250, I mean, you could probably buy this thing, use it a couple of seasons, and if something breaks on it and you can't get parts for some reason, hell, throw it away, go get you something else at that point. You might be ready to upgrade at that point, or, you know, this thing may function, you know, for years without problems, and then you could pass it on to somebody else, and you could upgrade into something else. So when we're looking at shotguns, guys, this list of seven shotguns that I mentioned is some great options for you on an affordable budget for you to break into the sport right now. So like I said, I have experience with some of them, and some of them I've had friends and fellow hunters that have hunted with them, and I've seen, you know, good results and heard good results from them on them. So I would tell you that this is a great place to start if you're looking for a new shotgun to break into the sport for 2023. Well, as we move on to our next category, guys, when you're going to buy a shotgun, obviously you're going to need ammunition at that point. And shells, waterfowl shells have come a long way in the sport. There is a lot of technology now that has been put into shotgun shells, and you could pay ridiculous prices. It could be overwhelming. You go to your local sporting goods store, and you'll see shells ranging from about $20 a box all the way up to about $60, $70 a box, depending on what you shoot. But on this list, once again, we're going to be talking to you, the entry-level duck hunter, somebody who's hunting on a budget. You just bought your new shotgun. Now you need ammunition to last you through the season. So a couple of these brands of shotgun shells is where I would start. And number one on that list, guys, a lot of us have Academies. You're going to hear me talk about Academy Sports and Outdoors for a lot of this equipment where you could purchase it at, because we all, especially down in the South, we all have Academy Sports and Outdoors. And they make an exclusive shell called the Monarch shell. And I've heard mixed reviews on these shells. I've heard guys absolutely trash this brand. But I'm going to be honest with you guys. Whenever we were going through the pandemic and I was having trouble keeping stock on shells, trying to stock up on what I could, I had to buy the Monarch shells. And I never had a single problem with the Monarch shells at all. As a matter of fact, I thought that they were pretty good quality for what we paid for them at the time. And, you know, a few years ago, you could get them cheaper than you can now. But the Monarch High Velo, well, you know, a box of those shells, you'll get 25 rounds in those shells. You're looking at about 1,550 feet per second, which as a new beginning duck hunter, that's a good average speed out of that shell. That's perfect for waterfowl hunting. And that's going to set you back for a box of the Monarch shells about $17 right now for 25 rounds. So that's one of the cheapest shells on the list that I could put that I thought was quality for you guys to go out and begin your duck hunting experience with guys. Number two on the list, Winchester Expert High Velo. The Winchester Expert shells, everybody that's been around a hunter or in the sporting goods section somewhere is very familiar with the Winchester Expert shells and the silver box, been around for years, guys. The Expert High Velocity shells are the average working man shell for generations now, probably. And if you get you a box of those, you're looking at 25 rounds once again at 1,400 feet per second for right around $20. So, yeah, you're going to pay a couple of dollars more over the Monarch, but you're paying for a Winchester name brand and their reliability and, you know, their marketing, the Winchester. They're a little bit more expensive, better-known company, but it's a quality shell for a beginning duck hunter. A little bit slower on the velocity at 1,400 feet per second, but really it's all for all. You know, when you're going to be starting out duck hunting, probably not going to be the best shot. It's going to take you a little bit of a learning curve to get used to shooting. So you're going to probably want to stick with some lower cost shells, especially in the beginning, because you'll be going through a little bit more than maybe an experienced hunter. Number three on the list, Heavy Shot Heavy Steel, guys. This is a phenomenal shell for the money, in my opinion. Now, we're going up in price a little bit here, but Heavy Shot is one of those innovative companies in the shot shell industry that has made leaps and bounds over the years. And the Heavy Steel has been a very popular round amongst waterfowl hunters. You could get a box of 25 rounds at 1,500 feet per second for right around $2,500, guys. And I can honestly tell you, they put a really good pattern through multiple styles of guns that I've seen and seem to be very reliable. So very, very good. Heavy Shot, anytime you can pick up Heavy Shot at an affordable price, I think their products are some of the best in the market. So Heavy Shot Heavy Steel is my number three on the list. Another very reliable company, Kent. Kent Fast Steel 2.0. Kent bust onto the scene years ago with the Fast Steel guys, and they became one of the most popular shotgun shell companies on the market. They were affordable, and they had very good quality to their rounds. You can now pick up a box of Kent Fast Steel 2.0. You'll receive 25 rounds, just like the other ones that we've talked about, and pretty much all the ones on this list will be 25 rounds. With the Kent Fast Steel, 1,550 feet per second. So it's right up there with the Monarch as far as the speed on that shell. And you can pick up a box of the Fast Steel 2.0s for right around $25. So they're priced right in line with the Heavy Shot Heavy Steel. And they are number four on my list, guys, as far as quality shells on a budget. The next one, Herder's Waterfowl Steel. Now, Herder's Waterfowl Steel, a lot of you who do not have a Cabela's or Bass Pro in your area may not be able to have access to this brand, because Herder's isn't exclusive to Cabela's. And then when they merged with Bass Pro Shops, they also available now at the Bass Pro Shops as well. But Herder's is a Cabela's house brand, and it's usually pretty good quality. If you're familiar or bought anything through the years with Cabela's hunting gear, it's always been really good quality for the most part. And that trickles down to their Herder's line of products. The Herder's Waterfowl Steel, 25 rounds once again at 1,550 feet per second. And you're looking right around $20 a box on the Herder's, guys. So that's a bargain. I mean, the Herder's is right up there with the Winchester Expert and the Monarch Academy. And if I could recommend out of those three, I would probably tell you that I'd go with the Herder's as an option first, just because of the quality of the casing. The brass that they use on the shell, I find it's top-notch for a $20 box of shells. So Herder's, if you do have a Cabela's or Bass Pro in your area, I highly recommend Herder's brand. They're a good brand, a good shell. Never had any issues out of them. I've shot lots of rounds through my guns. When I worked for Cabela's for years, I bought many Herder's rounds of shells and other ammunition for my handguns and so on. Never had any kind of problems. So good quality stuff. And the last one on my list, guys, for a quality budget shell is the Remington Sportsman High Speed. Remington, like I said, got back into manufacturing last year after being shut down for a couple of years. The Remington Sportsman High Speed shell is a brand and a style model that they sold for years in their ammunition line. The high speed round, you're looking at 25 rounds in a box, 1,400 feet per second, and you're in the price range of $20 a box, guys. So Remington name brand on it. It's going to be quality for the most part. It's another shell. It's on the lower end of Remington spectrum of ammunition and shotgun shells, but it is pretty reliable throws a pretty good pattern out of most guns from what I've seen on paper and in the field, and it seems to be a pretty decent shell for $20, guys. So that'll round out kind of the category of shotgun shells on a budget, because shells are obviously going to be pretty important as a waterfowl hunter getting into the sport. So number four on the list, the number four category that we're going to talk about, guys, is traditional decoys. And what I mean by traditional decoys is going to be your floater decoys. We're not going to be talking about field decoys. We're not going to be talking about motion decoys in this particular category. So when we're looking at traditional decoys, as somebody getting into waterfowl hunting, you're obviously going to need to buy decoys. Unless you're handed down some from a friend or maybe a family member, you're going to go out there and want to buy some decoys. So where can you get the most bang for your buck if you're getting into waterfowl hunting on a budget? Well, my number one on the list would be the Flambeau 6-pack standard mallard. You're looking at three hens in there, and you're going to be looking at three drakes in there. So most of your decoys, if you're not familiar with this, is they're going to come mixed with half hens, half drakes most of the time when you buy a set of decoys. So the Flambeau 6-pack standard mallard, you're going to get six decoys. Now, this does not include weights. This does not include any kind of Texas rigs or string to go along with them. That's stuff that I'm not going to discuss when I'm talking about the decoys, because you just have to kind of add that stuff to be able to completely outfit your decoys, and that's basic information stuff. So when we're talking about prices on these decoys, this is for the decoys only, and we'll talk about how many come in a pack. So on the Flambeau 6-pack, you're going to get three hens, three drakes, and you're looking right around $38 for a half dozen, guys. That's about the cheapest that you could find on the market right now for a name brand, which is Flambeau. Been making decoys for years. I know a lot of you guys listening are laughing. You're saying Flambeau's junk, Flambeau's not good compared to, you know, my Avian X, my Dakota decoys, all my Higdons, all that type of stuff. But once again, guys, we are addressing beginning duck hunters, and we've probably all started out with Flambeau decoys at some point. So that is number one on the list. Number two on the list, we're back at Academy, guys, the Game Winner Flex Tough decoys. These decoys are honestly really good for the money. They have gone up on the price on them over the last couple of years as everything else has gone up. And the original Game Winner decoys, these are built much better than the originals were. The originals were a light plastic. The only good thing to the originals, in my opinion, were that they were cheap and that they were lightweight. So if you were somebody that was walking into spots, or you had a small boat that, you know, didn't want to carry a heavy load, the original Game Winners were good for that. They were light. They were light, but they weren't very durable. They would crack over time, not very long, not much use. They were cracking. Or the paint was coming off of them. Well, when they came out and redesigned them with the Flex Tough series, the paint schemes got better on them, and the durability got much better. They're flexible. You could squeeze them, so they could be thrown around. They could kind of take a beating, and you're not going to have to worry too much about that. So if you go to Academy and you pick up, the Game Winner Flex Tough, you could get them in everything from mallards to gadwall to widgeon, pintails, coots, whatever you need. They got a species in the Game Winner Flex Tough decoy that you could get. So a six-pack of those, which you're going to receive three drakes, three hens, once again, is going to set you back right around $45, guys. So that's the second cheapest on the list as far as a decent decoy to be able to go out and get into the sport with. Now, number three on my list may surprise you, the Cabela's brand, Northern Flight. Those of you who are familiar with waterfowl hunting gear from Cabela's, you know the Northern Flight. That's kind of their signature series when it comes to their waterfowl hunting project, products. So the Northern Flight Cabela's decoys, the model that I would recommend would be the Big Spread Mallard. And you could get a 12-pack, which is a full dozen of decoys, for right around $60. And that is a deal right now, guys. I just checked the price on it this week, $60 for a dozen decoys in the Northern Flight Big Spread Mallard from Cabela's. When I was coming up, when you bought decoys, everything came in a dozen. Now, it seems like everything sold in a half dozen for the most part, you know. So to pick up a dozen decoys to get you started at $60 from a reputable company like Cabela's, that's a bargain in my opinion. So that's something I would really probably look at if you're looking to get some decoys ahead of the season right now. Number four on the list, we are back to Flambeau. The Flambeau Stormfront 2 Mallard 12-pack, guys. Once again, we're talking about a 12-pack of decoys right here from Flambeau. The Stormfront 2s are a little bit better quality than, say, the standard Mallard that we were talking about on the list for a half dozen for $38. You could get a Stormfront 2 Flambeau Mallard 12-pack for right around $88 right now. Once again, more bang for the buck probably right there, because you're getting a full set of decoys, you know, and a little bit better quality paint, a little bit better looking, you know, outline of the duck, more realistic looking, I guess you could say, than probably the standard Mallard. So I would probably, if I was looking at getting into it, I'd probably go with the Stormfront 2 Mallard over the Flambeau standard Mallard. I think it's a little bit better quality. For $88, you really can't go wrong for a dozen of them. Now, if you're looking for something with a little bit more durability on a budget, guys, Higdon. Higdon is well known for their water motion decoys. They make phenomenal products in the waterfowl industry. And they offer a standard foam-filled Mallard 6-pack of decoys. And the great thing about foam-filled, you may say, okay, foam-filled, well, that's great. Don't they all float? Yes, they all float. They should all float unless they have flaws in them out of the box. But, you know, foam-filled as a beginning hunter, chances are you're going to be shooting a lot of ducks on the water. And when you're going to shoot ducks on the water and you don't have decoys that are foam-filled, then guess what, guys? You're going to go from 6 decoys down to 5 decoys, down to 4 decoys, because you're putting pellets in those decoys. You know, so being foam-filled, the great thing about that is if you water swat some ducks and you shoot those decoys on accident, then those decoys are going to last a lot longer. They're going to continue to float. They're going to continue to get you time on the water, time in the woods, time in the marshes, wherever you're at. They're going to last a lot longer because they have that foam inside of them, and they're a lot tougher and more durable, guys. So you could pick up a half dozen of the Higdon standard foam-filled decoys in a Mallard design for $60 right now. And that's a good price. That's a really good price for a decoy that will probably outlast any of the other decoys on this list that I've compiled for you in regards to durability, guys. They're going to last longer. You get more bang for your buck probably. You know, if you were to buy a dozen, you're looking at $120 on a dozen. But, hell, who knows how long they'll last you. And I could tell you that the Higdon paint is very durable. So probably them and the Northern Flight on this list is the most durable paint in a budget decoy that I could tell you to go out and buy right now. So that's all the name brand traditional decoys that I would recommend for somebody who's getting into the sport and getting into waterfowl hunting. And then I also put an asterisk with an honorable mention as far as where to look for decoys on a budget. I can't tell you how many times we've all used Facebook Marketplace, guys. And Facebook Marketplace is also a great place for waterfowl hunters. Whether you're new, experienced, whatever it may be, check out Facebook Marketplace for pre-owned decoys, because a lot of times you can pick up some awesome deals from an individual who's maybe getting out of duck hunting, or maybe he's upgrading his equipment, he's getting new decoys, and he has a bunch of old decoys. He just puts them on Facebook Marketplace because he wants them out of his shed. He wants them out of his storage facility. And he's looking to move them. He wants to get them out. A lot of times you can pick them up on Facebook Marketplace. They'll have the weights, the strings, the Texas rig anchors on them. Everything that you need already assembled, just at a bargain price, because they're trying to get them out of there. So don't overlook Facebook Marketplace for decoys, guys. Even though they're not brand new, you can maybe get more for your money and get them completely rigged out and ready to go, to where you just got to throw them out there. And you'd be ready for the season, guys. So number five on the category list for a beginning duck hunter, somebody looking to get into the sport, guys, you're going to need a duck call. And a lot of people are going to have to learn on this duck call, because this may be their first duck call that they get. And like I mentioned with the other categories, if you don't get something handed down to you, where do you begin? What's with so many models on the shelves at stores and so many price points, what are some decent duck calls for a budget hunter, somebody on a budget? Number one on the list that I have is the Buck Gardner Magic Mallard calls. And they are good quality little calls for the money, for what you pay for them. Buck Gardner has always been affordable for, you know, people on a budget getting into the sport. And they also make some higher end calls, you know, for the more experienced guys. But the Buck Gardner Magic Mallard is a call that has been solid since it came out. It does sound very ducky. It's realistic. It's an acrylic call, which means that it's going to be made out of a polycarbonate material. It's not wood, nothing like that. And you could pick up a Buck Gardner Magic Mallard at your local sporting goods store for right around $15 right now, guys. So that's a very, very affordable, when I say true duck call, not a whistle, not a teal call, nothing like that, but a true traditional mallard call. The Buck Gardner Magic Mallard for $15 is a good deal in my opinion. Now, if you're looking, you know, into budget calls, Duck Commander is a brand that everybody has become familiar with. They're very entwined in the waterfowl community. Duck Commander is right here in my home state of Louisiana. And one of their calls that's a budget call is the Pintail Widge and Teal Whistle. And that is a call that I think every waterfowl hunter, whether you're a beginner or an experienced hunter, is going to want to have on your lanyard. Almost any hunter that you hunt with in a waterfowl and a duck blind is going to have a pintail and a teal whistle on their lanyard. You can pick up the Duck Commander pintail whistle. When I say pintail, it's because it's a 3-in-1 type call. It's a pintail. You can do widgeon calls with it. You can also do teal peeps with it, that type of stuff. Everybody knows just the simple black whistle. You can pick one of those up for $9, guys. So it's nothing that's real expensive because it's a very simple design. Every company makes one look just like it. The Duck Commander one is $9. You can pick that up at just about any Walmart or local sporting goods store. So I would tell you to definitely have one of those on your lanyard. The third one is the Duck Commander Wood Duck Call. All the calls that have been made for wood ducks, in my opinion, over the years on, you know, a mass production, the Duck Commander Wood Duck Call still seems to be the most popular out of all those. And it seems, you know, some people, I got guys I hunt with that'll tell you, they say, man, you can't call wood ducks in. Then I get other guys that say, oh, that's absolutely BS. You can call wood ducks in. Whatever side of the fence you're on, guys, if you believe that you can call wood ducks in and you've had success doing that and you want to do that, maybe you're getting into waterfowl hunting and you have a spot that has wood ducks that you know, and it's easier for you to get to that than some of the other areas, then pick yourself up one of the Duck Commander wood duck calls. It's an acrylic wood duck call, very realistic sounding, and you can pick one of those up for right at $16 at any of your local sporting goods stores. So I would tell you the wood duck call, if you have wood ducks that you hunt, and the Duck Commander, pintail widgeon, teal whistle, those two calls, definitely want those on your lanyard. Number four on the list is the Rich and Tone Quackhead Rainmaker Double Reed. You'll notice that these are in most of your academies, your local Walmarts. The Rich and Tone Quackhead series is an affordable, duck call. It's a double reed system in an acrylic design, and it's realistic sounding. You know, for a cheap call, yes, it sounds like a duck. You know, that's what it's supposed to do. You could pick up a Rich and Tone Quackhead Rainmaker double reed call for right around $20 right now. You know, so $20, you got yourself another option for a mallard call. And you can learn to call on that and then upgrade to something nicer as you get more experience. But on a budget, it's a great option for somebody to pick up, and that's readily available at most sporting goods stores. Number five on the list, guys, these last two, 5 and 6, are going to be some Louisiana brands that are here in Louisiana, but you do have access to pick these calls up, whether it's through their social media platforms, excuse me, or through their websites. Number, five on the list, like I'm saying, or is it five? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm sorry, number 6 on the list. I lost my order there a little bit, is the Bayou Beast Calls, guys. Those of you who follow any kind of waterfowl hunting on social media, you probably know Mr. Dale Borlaw up around central Louisiana and his brand Bayou Beast Calls. Mr. Dale has made a name for himself. He's a phenomenal person. He's a very knowledgeable and experienced waterfowler. And he designs his brand of calls called the Bayou Beast Calls. He sells multiple models in an acrylic brand, but he's also become very well known for his cane calls, his handcrafted cane calls. But for this, scenario that we're talking about today, budget duck hunting, we're going to talk about the acrylic call. You could pick up any of his Bayou Beast acrylic calls, guys. The last time I purchased one from Mr. Dale was about a year ago for right around $25. So for a very realistic ducky sound and duck call that has had a lot of time and effort go into producing the sound that it produces, you know, by somebody who has a lot of experience in the field, for $25, that's a deal. That's a really, really good deal. And I would recommend the Bayou Beast calls from Mr. Dale Bordelon at $25. That's a good deal. And the last one rounding out the calls on my list, guys, is one that you guys have probably seen through the years. You're familiar with the brand Haydale's Game Calls right here in Louisiana. And the model in this specific one that I'm going to reference is the DR85 Double Reed Mallard Call. That call has been out for many, many years from Haydale's. It's a reliable, known call that sounds good, brings birds in, and it's easy to learn on for a beginner, guys. So the DR85 Double Reed Mallard Call from Haydale's Game Calls, you can pick those up at just about any of your major sporting goods retailers once again. And you could pick one of those up for right around $23. So we tried to keep the product line on this in the budget topic, guys, for right around $25 and under. So any of these calls can be found pretty easily at your sporting goods stores, and they're not going to set you back a ton of money. They're great brands and great models that you can learn to call on and then upgrade as you get more experience and you get more time under your belt in the field. You can start upgrading at that point, guys. All right, topic number 6. If you're going to be waterfowl hunting, I highly suggest getting in a good pair of waders, guys. And when I say a good pair of waders, I mean in this particular instance, we're talking about good waders on a budget. Once again, I'm going to say that. You're going to hear me say that throughout this episode because, remember, we're trying to keep it budget friendly. So a couple of recommendations on waders. And I'm talking about insulated waders for the most part on this episode, because it's something that you'll be able to use in the wintertime when most of us are going to be waterfowl hunting. Number one on the list is going to be the Magellan Sportswear Neoprene Boot Waders. And, you know, waders, what you have to look at when you're buying waders is the insulation on the boots. Because, you know, depending on where you hunt and your climate, how cold it gets, you're going to want more insulation in the boot than if you're down maybe like us here in Louisiana, where we don't have as, you know, cold of winter. We could get away with thinner, you know, gram insulation in our boots because we just don't get as cold weather. But if you're in the northern parts of the flyways and you're getting snow and ice and all that stuff, some of these may not pertain to you or be a good option for you. But I'm just kind of taking it in general. So the Magellan Sportswear Neoprene Boot Wader is a simple brown pair of neoprene waders. The boot features 200 grams of insulation, which isn't a ton, guys. But you can pick up a set of those. I've had those myself. I had to pick up those in a bond when I ripped my waders, some of my more expensive waders. And I was on a hunt. I had to pick them up. I bought a pair, and they were really good for the price. For $99, you can pick up a set of the Magellan Sportswear waders. Like I said, nothing pretty. You're going to, like for me, I'm a big guy. I look like a 10-pound sausage and a 1-pound stuffing when I was in them. It's funny because they're solid brown and they show every curve. So they're not eye-appealing, but then again, they'll do the job if you need to, guys, or to get into the sport and get you through a couple of seasons until you could upgrade to something a little bit more expensive. Number two on my list is the Frog Togs Amphib. They're a 3.5-millimeter neoprene boot. 3.5-millimeter, I stress that, meaning that the neoprene is going to be a little bit thicker. The Magellan ones don't actually say what the thickness is, but I don't think they're quite as thick as these other ones that we're going to talk about. So the Frog Togs Amphib 3.5, a little bit thicker. It has it's a neoprene design. Obviously, it has the insulated boot, but on this one, it's going to have more insulation than the Magellan. It's a 600-gram insulation, which is kind of a good all-around insulation there. Those will come in a camo, and you could pick those up for right around $159. Whether online, I checked online prices, they were right around the same price, or in store at most of the sporting goods stores, they were all right around $159. So number two on the list is the Frog Togs Amphib 3.5 neoprene boot waders. Number four on the list, you're looking at the Cabela's Classic Series 2. Now, everybody who has got into waterfowl hunting, if you've had access to Cabela's either locally or maybe your parents or grandparents shopped online, everybody knows that Cabela's reliability when it comes to waders over the years has always been pretty solid. So the Cabela's Classic Series, they've been making those for many, many years. They made a couple of upgrades a few years ago, and they termed it the Classic Series 2. It's a neoprene also on it. It's 3.5, same as the Frog Togs are, the thickness on the neoprene. The boot is insulated, and on that boot, you have 200 grams of insulation, and those only come in a brown color, guys, at $159. So at that price point, at $159, you could only get the Cabela's Classic Series 2 in a brown with a 200-gram boot, but they're a good option, guys. Very, very reliable, very well-made seams. All seem to be stitched very well on those. They're probably one of the best bangs for the buck on the list that I've compiled here. But number four on the list, guys, and don't overlook online imported brands, because this brand right here, I bought these for my son a couple of years ago. The brand is called Hisea, H-I-S-E-A, neoprene chest waders. And they are a really good pair of waders at a good price. The best price on this list that I've put together for you. I couldn't believe the price actually when I checked it the other day. I don't know if they're just running a sale, but you can pick these up on Amazon right now. It's a neoprene, 4.5 millimeter on the thickness. So they're the most durable on the list here. They have a insulated boot with 200 grams of insulation, and they come in a camo. They also provide you with a hand warmer that attaches to the waders, and also a cell phone holder that protects your cell phone if you want to keep your cell phone hanging on the waders as well with you. You could pick this set of waders up right now, guys, for $65 on Amazon. Yes, that's right, $65. I said that right. That's unbelievable. For $65, I can tell you that they are very good quality for that price. I think when I bought them for my son years ago, I bought them for Jackson. They were $99 at the time. And he used those until he outgrew them, and his little brother actually wore them last year. So they're still going strong. They don't leak. They've probably had four or five seasons on, you know, of use on them, and still no leaks to this day, and still look very good. Haven't ripped a hole in them, and we hunt timber in the off, you know, in the during the season. We hunt timber where we're walking in cypress swamps, hidden sticks, all that type of stuff, and they've held up great. So for $65, man, that's really, really hard to pass up. I would go check those out if you're looking to get into the sport and you're looking for some waders right now going into the season. Pick those up while you can, because I could imagine they won't last very long, guys. Okay, so that rounds out our wader section on waders for a budget duck hunter, man, for 2023. So moving on. Category number seven. Now we're going to be talking about motion decoys. You know, a few minutes ago, we talked about traditional decoys, your traditional floaters. Well, now we're going to be talking about motion decoys, because motion is very important to waterfowl hunting, guys. And if you're looking to get into the sport, you're going to probably want to pick up some sort of motion decoy, but you also want a budget. So we got to keep it affordable, right? So that's what we're going to do here. So the number one thing I could recommend to a beginning duck hunter would be picking up a jerk string. That's the cheapest, most effective way to get motion into your spread at an affordable price, guys. And this specific one is just like every other brand that makes one, but I kind of termed it, you know, based off of my academy and having access to academies in most of our areas, the Game Winner Decoy Jerk String. It holds four ducks on it that you can attach to it. It's very simple to set up. It's very well made for the price. And you can pick that up for $15 at your local academy. It's exclusive to Academy now, because Game Winner is their exclusive brand for their hunting equipment. But the Game Winner Decoy Jerk Rig holds four birds on it, $15, guys. It's the most affordable motion that you could go out and buy to add to your spread right now. Number two on the list is the Mojo Voodoo 3D Dove. And I know what you're saying to yourself, Dove? Well, I'm not looking to dove hunt. I'm looking to duck hunt. Well, trust me. I can tell you from experience, guys, we have used the Mojo Dove in our duck spread for several reasons. Main reason being it's the most cost efficient out of all of them. Second thing is it's smaller than most of the duck decoys. It's a little bit easier to transport. Throw it in a bag, throw it in a backpack, especially when you're walking in or you're trying to get into areas where you don't have, you know, all the room to carry bigger decoys. They will come in on a dove decoy as well as any other duck decoy I've ever used in a spread. I could promise you that. And if you feel like that's making a difference to you, then just a little spray paint can kind of change it up, you know. By the time they get close enough to realize that that thing's a dove or not a duck species, it's probably too late at that point. So the Mojo Voodoo Dove 3D Dove comes with the battery, or it's, I'm sorry, does not come with a battery. It's battery operated. It runs on AA batteries, but it does come with the pole to set it up on, and you can pick those up for $29 right now. So I've used those for years. Like I said, $29 compared to, I think the baby Mojos and stuff like that are usually in the mid $60 range. You can pick up and buy several of the Doves for the price of one mallard decoy, Mojo mallard decoy. So that's a great value, guys. Trust me, it works too. Number three on the list. There we go. Mojo Baby Mojo Mallard. So that is also battery operated. It's going to be a traditional mallard decoy. It comes with the pole, runs on AA batteries once again, has been out for many, many years. It's a smaller version of their Magnum Mojo. A little bit smaller duck, a little bit more lighter, a little bit more, compactable to where you could pack it in, pack it out. And one of the Mojo Baby Mallards is going to set you back right around $65 currently right now. So that's number three on our list for great motion options, guys. And the last one that we have on the list is going to be my favorite brand that I like. I think they're very reliable, which is Lucky Duck. Lucky Duck makes phenomenal motion decoys. I've had really good success and luck with just about everything I've ever bought from Lucky Duck. They hold up, they last, and they look really good. Their design on their products is really, really good. I'm a big Lucky Duck fan. So if you're looking to get into a budget one, the Lucky Duck Junior 2 series, which is also battery operated, you can pick up that mallard decoy from Lucky Duck for $89. Comes with the poles. Comes with everything you need except for the batteries, guys. You just got to add the batteries. And that's rounding out another great option for motion decoys to be added to your spread. So that kind of takes us through most of the list, guys. When we're talking about stuff for duck hunting, these things are going to be crucial pieces of equipment that a beginning duck hunter is probably going to be looking to buy, right? Well, what we haven't talked about is boats. What about a boat? Okay, I'm a beginning duck hunter. I can't go out there. I can't afford a $25,000 duck rig. Hell, I might not be able to afford a $10,000 duck rig. I may have to walk into spots. I may have to paddle into spots. So what are some good options for somebody who maybe wants to have a boat or have boat access, but not necessarily have a motor, have everything else that goes with a full-size boat? Well, then we might have to look at kayaks. We might have to look at pirogues. Sneak boats, that type of stuff. So number one on my list right here is a kayak. It's the Heritage Angler 100, and it's a sit-on-top kayak that you could pick up at your local academy. The cool thing about the Heritage 100 is that it already comes in a natural camo color, so you don't have to spray paint it, do any of that type of stuff. It weighs only 55 pounds. It's very, very lightweight. You can throw it in the back of the truck. You can even carry it into a spot and drop it in into the water somewhere if you need to. And it does have storage in it to where you could carry a little bit of decoys and stuff with you, blind bag, that type of stuff. And you could get into that kayak for $399, guys. So that makes it a very affordable craft to be able to take out there and be able to go and use, you know. So very, very affordable at that point. Now, second option, number two on the list, is the Beaver Tail Phantom Duck Boat. Beaver Tail makes waterfowl products that are very good. They make motors, they make boats, they make sneak boats, and the Phantom Duck Boat is a sneak boat slash kayak. You could pick up that. It opens an open floor plan, very, very stable on the water, has a double catamaran bottom, which makes it stable. It comes in a drab color, which is already a natural camouflage color, offers a five-year warranty on the hull. It's only 9 feet long and weighs 75 pounds, guys. So it's a very lightweight, easy to maneuver in, easy to haul around option. And you could pick up one of those for $420, guys. That's a very, very good option that's available out there. Number three on my list is also from Beaver Tail. If you want to go a little bit bigger, you need a little bit more room. The Stealth 1200 Duck Boat is another sneak boat model that they offer. It features their patent catamaran, double catamaran bottom to it. It has a contoured seat built into it, a little bit more comfortable probably than the Phantom. Also comes in the drab color. And it has a couple of key features that are geared toward waterfowl hunters. It has molded decoy slots on the gunnels so you can slide your decoys and transport them. It has a shotgun rack molded in with handles. which is very nice. It has a storage on the bow and stern of the kayak or the sneak boat, however you want to call it. And it comes in at a total length of 12 feet, and it's 115 pounds, guys. So still very lightweight, but also, you know, very, very stable on the water. For something that holds gear, it's still going to be very stable and lightweight and be able to easily paddle it. Now, cool thing about the Stealth 1200 is that it accepts a 2-horsepower motor too. So if you got like a little small outboard motor, whether it's electric or gas powered, it'll hold up and you can mount a little 2-horsepower on the back of it. So that's pretty cool. You know, that's a great option. So the Beavertail products, in my opinion, are phenomenal products. They are very, very well built, durable, and geared toward waterfowl hunters. So those are two options for Beavertail I would definitely check out if you're looking to get into something. And the last on the list, guys, is the pirogues that we use down here in Louisiana. I know a lot of states now, pirogues have kind of caught on because of their low profile, easy to paddle, easy to slip in and out of the truck and into hunting spots, especially if you're walking into hunting spots. Two names that I would recommend that are here in Louisiana is the Critter Getter out of central Louisiana, up around Alexandria, Louisiana, and then also Ron Chapman pirogues. Now, the advantage to the pirogues, like I mentioned, very low profile, lightweight. They have open floor plans, so you can throw gear, throw guns, decoys in. They most of the time are going to come in a 12 or 14 foot. They're lightweight. And when I say lightweight, they're made of fiberglass in most cases. A lot of the traditional pirogues are fiberglass. So they'll get really shallow, guys. Shallow water, easy to paddle. And most of the pirogues are going to be under $1,000. So you could get something that's lightweight, easy to paddle, holds lots of gear, and low profile. Sneak in, sneak out, not make a lot of noise. For under $1,000, you could, you know, be able to go retrieve birds. You could sneak through the timber with it. You could get in the marshes, paddle into some grass, cover up real easy. Very, very concealable. So that makes these models very, very popular. So that's really great options for somebody who don't have the budget of a full-size boat, but you're looking to, you know, access waterways and be able to make some hunts. I think these will be some great options for you guys. And the last thing on the list that I want to mention and that I would recommend, guys, is have a good mapping system. I can't tell you how Onyx mapping on my phone has changed and helped us out. Download Onyx mapping, guys, because you're going to want to know where you are. You're going to want to know where you can hunt, where you can't hunt. And you're just going to need that information readily available so you can make better decisions to make your hunts more successful. And you could download Onyx mapping to any Android or Apple or desktop. It's a yearly subscription. It's going to provide you with single and state land owners' names, phone numbers, all that type of information to where you could contact them if you're looking for permission to hunt property, or you're looking to just avoid hunting on somebody's private land. You know, that's the great thing about Onyx. So a great mapping system like Onyx, guys, not only is it easy to download to your phone, which all of us are going to have our phones on us in the woods or in the marshes or in the, you know, wherever you're going to be trying to access public land. Because once again, it's crucial when we're public land hunting to know, especially when public land butts up to maybe private property, you're going to want to know those boundaries. You want something that's user-friendly where you can access it quickly in the field to be able to pull up some mapping or, you know, where you are or save a waypoint, that type of stuff. If you've had some good luck in a certain area, you want to save a waypoint, Onyx mapping will allow you to save a waypoint just like if you had a GPS in your boat or any other GPS system that you're used to using. What's also a big question that I get about when we talk about Onyx mapping or software similar to Onyx is they say, well, what happens? I know I'm using it on my cell phone. What happens if I don't have cell service? Well, the great thing about these mapping, you know, systems now is that you could save your maps, what they call offline, which means you could preload and download them before you go on your hunt, and you will be able to access those maps even though you do not have cell phone service. So that's a great feature that comes with them. Now, Onyx, they claim that they have 862 million acres of access of public land records, which that's a lot of land across the U.S., guys. That is a lot of land across the United States that they have access and information on. I mentioned customizable waypoints. You get on something, I can't tell you. You open up my OnX app, and I have waypoints. It looks like it has the measles or chicken pox when you look at my maps from everywhere that we hunt across the state of Louisiana throughout the season. You could save those waypoints, and then, you know, the next year I may go back, scout that waypoint, and if I don't see nothing, I'll maybe delete it, you know, at that point and move on to and save another waypoint. Or I'll just keep them on there, and I'll kind of revisit them each year to kind of see how things have changed, or you know, maybe if birds are holding in a certain area that they held in previous year. So it's really nice to be able to have those waypoints plugged in at the axis of your fingertips, guys. Now, what's it cost you? Well, first of all these, you know, these options such as OnX, they offer a free version also that you can get. Let me make that clear. So if you don't have the money and you're on a budget, but you need some mapping, you could go in and you could still download the app from OnX. You could access the maps. It just won't tell you some of that drill down information such as landowners, what's public, what's private, that stuff. But if you want a good, reliable GPS to track a trail in, maybe get you back out, it'll do all that, and it does not cost you a dime, guys. So there is a free version. But if you want the other version, that's the paid version, that's going to give you that information that I'm talking about, then you can do a one-year membership with OnX for one state. They give you option to do multiple states. If you hunt multiple states, cost you a little bit more. But if you say, like us, we hunt Louisiana predominantly, I just need Louisiana. A one-year membership for my state, my one state, costs you $29.99 a year, guys. So you're talking about $30. For about the price of a box of shells, you have access to, you know, detailed aerial image mapping, topo mapping, all that information that you could drill down on to give you the most accurate information possible for $30 a year. And I use it even in the off-season when we go fishing. We use it for fishing as well. So even though I started using it when it came out years ago for hunting, we find ourselves using it for fishing and just general navigation when we're out in the boat in the summertime. So I would tell you, get yourself a good mapping system on your phone, whether it's OnX, HuntStand, any of these other brands that compete with OnX. But from what I've seen, OnX is my favorite and most user-friendly, guys. Number two on the list for mapping, I would tell you Google Earth. Good old Google Earth, absolutely free, guys, and provides you with the lay of the land at no cost to you. Most of us have a smartphone in our hands. You pull it up on your smartphone, doesn't cost you a thing. You just don't have all that extra information that you might find interesting as a hunter. You just gives you an idea of where you want to check out, where you want to go, that type of stuff. You could send somebody a waypoint where you are, that type of stuff if you want to share it with a friend. All of that on Google Earth is absolutely free. So that's another good option for a person on a budget, guys. And number three, I put good old boots on the ground scouting. Do not overlook traditional scouting, guys. Yes, all this mapping, all this access to technology that we incorporate into waterfowl hunting and any other kind of hunting is great. Yes, it can make us a better hunter. But please do not, if you're a beginning waterfowl hunter and you're getting into the sport, please put, I'm telling you, put boots on the ground. Get a lay of the land for yourself by walking the marshes, walking the woods, walking the fields that you hunt. All that experience from you just putting those boots on the ground and getting the lay of the land in person is invaluable to what you could see from just like an aerial imagery photo, guys, because it changes. You know, those aerial imagery photos and mapping, they change from year to year, especially like down here in Louisiana. We have a hurricane come through. It may change things drastically. We had a situation a couple of years ago with Hurricane Ida that we were hunting ponds that had been, you know, created by the hurricane that had came through a few months earlier, that if you looked at Google Earth or, you know, even OnX that we were using, it looked like it was solid land. But the hurricane came through and changed the whole landscape. And we were able to hunt these ponds and had really successful hunts because we had actually scouted it out before the season, you know, and we stumbled upon this stuff. So good old boots on the ground, traditional scouting is ultimately the king when it comes to my opinion on the lay of the land and getting an idea of where you're going to be hunting and the area that you're going to hunt, guys. So that hopefully is going to help somebody who is a beginning hunter, guys. I know we're covering a lot of information in this episode, or we covered a lot of information in this episode, but hopefully this will help somebody out if you're thinking about getting into waterfowl hunting, or You've maybe been doing it a couple of years, but you may not be familiar with some of the brands we talked about in this episode. And there's other things that go into, you know, the equipment that you're going to need. But these topics that I've discussed in this episode, I think, are some of the major categories that, you know, somebody getting into the sport or that is new to the sport is going to want to focus on in order to become a better hunter and kind of get that more experience in gearing themselves towards a longer career in waterfowl hunting. You know, another great piece of equipment that should be mentioned as an honorable mention, a couple of things. A good headlight, guys. I'm not going to break down brands because there's a million different headlights out there, but get yourself a good headlight. Something that you can wear on your head that keeps your hands free. You're going to need it. A first aid kit. That's an invaluable piece of equipment as well that you're going to want to carry with you, whether you have a boat, you walk in, wherever it is. A first aid kit is very, very important and can save your life, guys, from a safety standpoint. A life vest, that's also something that can save your life. A life vest, you know, whether you paddle in a kayak like we talked about or a sneak boat, whatever it is, having a life vest when you're duck hunting in frigid conditions, falling into the water can save your life. So that's a piece of equipment that's very important for a beginning duck hunter. And also something that doesn't get mentioned a lot, guys, that I'm going to end on is a spare change of clothes. You know, that's something that we keep in our vehicle with us throughout the hunting season. We keep it in a bag, sealed up, just in case we have an accident where we fall in the water, somebody gets, you know, in a bind, and you're once again, you're in cold conditions, freezing water. A change of clothes in your boat, if you have a boat with you, carry it with you, or at least at minimum, keep it in your truck. That way, if you get back to your truck, you can change out of those clothes, guys. So that's something that I would also recommend that's never talked about when you talk about equipment, duck hunting equipment, or hunting equipment in general. They don't talk about that very often, but those couple of pieces of equipment, a first aid kit, a life jacket, a spare change of clothes, that could save your life when you're out in the field, guys, especially if you're hunting solo. You know, that could make a difference between you making it out, you know, or not making it out. So that's very, very important. So hopefully this helped you guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know some of this stuff, if you're an experienced duck hunter, is probably repetitive to you. It's basic general information. But maybe it's something that kind of reminded you of something that you could throw in your boat with you this season, or you could throw in your hunting bag with you this season, or maybe a piece of equipment we talked about was something that you weren't familiar with. Maybe you're looking to buy your son or your daughter a piece of entry-level equipment, and some of these brands and names that we talked about today could hopefully help you guys. So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you find this episode beneficial to you. And if you enjoyed this episode, guys, please share it with your friends. Share it with your hunting buddies. We appreciate it. And don't forget to check out all the great sponsors that you hear the commercials for on this episode, guys. They're companies that are not only phenomenal companies in what they offer us as outdoorsmen, but they're also phenomenal people that run these companies, guys. They're outdoorsmen just like us. They're hunters like us. They believe in the same passions that we have in the outdoors. And I tell you what, it's great when they love to hear the feedback coming from customers just like them and that share the same passion that they share buying their products. They get to hear those stories, guys. So don't forget to support those great companies. We really appreciate it. And don't forget to tell them that you heard about them right here on Last Stop Waterfowl Outdoors Podcast. We really appreciate it, guys. So until next episode, my name's Jacob. I'll talk to you guys again soon. Don't forget to check us out on all our social media platforms, guys, and you'll be able to catch this episode on any of your favorite streaming platforms. We appreciate you guys. We'll talk to you again soon. Y'all take care. Have a great week. Couple more weeks till teal season. Let's get it going, guys. Let's get it ready. Y'all stay safe out there. Guys, let's talk fishing for a minute. When you're looking for bait and tackle for all your fishing needs, look no further than Benoit's Performance Baits. Benoit's Performance Baits offer some of the best soft plastics for bass, sacalay, and saltwater species. Rather it's a day on the water or trying to catch a mess of fish for a family fish fry or a heavy bag to win a tournament, Benoit's Performance Baits has what you need and what the fish want. You can visit us on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok to place your order today with Benoit's Performance Baits. Hey guys, are you tired of going to big box retail stores looking for the perfect duck call to meet your needs? Well, if that's the case and you're tired of paying high big box prices on cheap duck calls,
then check out Locked On Sound Calls. Locked On Sound Calls offers hunters customized, hand-turned, and hand-cut reed duck calls that are some of the most realistic sounding calls in the timber and open waters today for hunters. You can visit them online at LockedOnSound.com and design your favorite duck call in just about any color combination or any design possible. They offer both acrylic and wood calls and at prices that won't break the bank. You can also visit them on social media at LockedOnSound on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok to design your perfect call and have it delivered right to your door in time for hunting season. Don't forget to mention you heard about them right here on Last Stop Waterfowl Outdoors.